Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome into the Punt and Pass Podcast. My name is Drew Butler. I'm your host, joined alongside my co-host, Jake Fromm. This is season 9 of Punt and Pass. Thank you so much for listening. I cannot believe it's been this long. Congrats to everybody who's made it this far. We are so close to football season. We are live at Creature Comforts Brewing in the heart of downtown Athens, and we are very, very fired up to be here. Be sure to follow us on social media. We are at Punt and Pass on all social media platforms. Subscribe to our YouTube as well. We're making a big push on YouTube this upcoming season, so definitely make sure that you subscribe there, puntandpass.com. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at From Jake. Let's dive right into it. Jake, how are you, man? Give us a quick little life update. So much has happened. It's now August. Football season's a couple weeks away, but I see you've been dominating LinkedIn lately. We got some career updates to talk about. How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Thank you for asking. My wife has asked religiously over the last couple hours to shut off my LinkedIn.
Yes.
Notifications keep blowing up, but man, during the spring I got cut from the Lions, and just kind of was just, you know, upset. I just keep kind of trying to keep you this football dream, keep getting kind of knocked in the mouth about it. You know, finally started trying to pursue other things, walked into this insurance opportunity, walked into a TV opportunity with A&F this fall. Obviously, you know, we have to do this this fall as well. So, man, got a couple things cooking right now. Very excited to see what the fall has in store for us. Expecting baby number 2 for us.
Congratulations.
In November.
Baby number 2. Baby from number 2 coming in November. Congratulations, Jake and Caroline.
Thank you, guys. So we're so pumped about that. And, man, excited to see what the future holds. Got a random phone call from the Jets the other day.
Okay, wait a minute. Breaking news. So the New York Jets, whose presumptive starting quarterback is Justin Fields. I think you guys have a history. They called you?
Called me at an insurance appointment.
While you were at an insurance appointment.
So we were, had a client renewal meeting. It was actually with Greeny.
You were with David Green, another Georgia great.
With Greeny, had a lot of things going, had a lot of decisions to make, kind of under the gun. But didn't think that was the best opportunity for me. Kind of turned it down, respectfully.
Yes.
Whatever the fall has in store, I don't know. Hey, if the Falcons want to call.
Falcons could be a great opportunity.
Drive
the flowery branch.
Get to live at the house.
Yes.
Have the baby, you know, at the hospital, do all those good things. Hey, that'd be a great, be a huge blessing. But really excited to see what the future has in store. And I don't know what the future has in store, but I know who has my future. So
there you go. There you go. Well, appreciate that update. Obviously excited for everything that's going on with you and your family. an Athens guy now. Y'all live in Watkinsville, which is great and exciting. It allows you to come over here to Creature Comforts and fire up a live podcast, season 9 kickoff of Punt and Pass. We are fired up for 2025. As you've all come to expect, 2 episodes a week, Mondays and Thursdays, all throughout the football season. So count on us again at Punt and Pass on social media, wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube as well. I'm proud to announce we have great partners back. Prize Picks, as you know, Punt and Pass, the longest standing podcast partner of Prize Picks. It is a great partnership. We love them. Download the app. Use the promo code PUNT. Solomon Brothers Jewelers, they'll be back as well. Go to Solomon Brothers and most certainly tell them Punt and Pass sent you. Okay, so 2025, what's in store for the Georgia Bulldogs? A lot, Jake. The preseason rankings have come out. Georgia hovering in that 4-6 spot. A lot of people think they should be higher. Some people outside of Athens think they should be further back. But let's go back to the offseason to start things off. Let's assess the offseason because a lot happened. Georgia lost their starting quarterback, Carson Beck, to the transfer portal. Georgia lost Branson Robinson to the transfer portal. Damon Wilson, Julian Humphrey, 2 big producers on the defensive side of the ball. They are out as well due to the transfer portal. And, of course, Georgia's coaching staff, they jump right in and they supplement those losses with big-time additions. But let's talk about Carson Beck first. You're the quarterback. Carson now down in Miami, reportedly making $4-6 million, which is absolutely insane, but probably true. Branson Robinson down the street at Georgia State. Are we going to miss those guys? Or have the coaching staff added by subtracting who are now going?
Yeah, I think you make a great point there. I think the team as a whole, I think they've really rallied around Gunner to be that guy, to step up. And I think the quick showings that we got of him last year were some really good showings.
Sure.
I think he did a lot of good things, a lot of promising things. I think Gunner's ceiling is a lot higher than people expect. And I think his floor is higher as well. So, man, Gunner, the kind of the work that he's putting in, I really expect him to do some good things. We can talk a lot about Gunner later, but they've really dived in to bringing more guys into the wide receiver room.
Big time.
Noah Thomas, Zachariah Branch.
Oh, yeah.
Man, there's a lot of addition going on here, and, man, I think the Dogs are going to be better because of it.
Let's talk about those additions because Zachariah Branch is a name that we continue to hear coming out of training camp. I'll be at the scrimmage on Saturday. They got the Letterman's Luncheon. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to try to be there.
You should definitely be there on Saturday. Fired up to look at Zachariah Branch, 5-star transfer recruit. He signed to Southern California. He did big things a year ago. They got Zachariah here in Athens now, along with his brother Zion. Noah Thomas, who was one of the best producing wide receivers in the SEC just a year ago at Texas A&M, a big body frame who should complement a guy on the other side of the field like Colby Young a bunch. We will dive into the wide receivers in just a little bit. Josh McCray has not been practicing much. He's been dealing with an illness throughout training camp. This is a guy who produced at the running back position for Illinois, so he's got a Big Ten type body. He knows what it takes to perform at the Power Four level. And then I want everybody to listen to one name right now, Elo Madozi, the defensive end from West Point Academy. Cole Kublik on the SEC Network said during SEC Media Days that he would not be surprised if Elo Madozi was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. He said this is a huge get for Georgia. This guy obviously coming down from West Point to Athens, that will be a culture shock. But high motor, big-time producer, great physical, long-type body. I'm excited to see what a transfer like him can do, not only from a production standpoint, but from a leadership standpoint as well.
Yeah, I think you get a good guy who's used to structure. The way Kirby does it, high intensity as well. So I think there's a good case for that as well. It's going to see what the ball brings in. But, man, I really love this wide receiver room.
Yeah.
You get the length. You get the dynamic playmakers in Zachariah Branch. You kind of forget. You get Colby Young back. Do not sleep. Do not forget on Dylan Bell.
I know. Nobody's talking about him.
I mean, this is a dynamic football player.
Who's done a lot in the SEC.
For years. Yeah. This guy's played receiver. This guy's played running back. He's a do-all guy who just loves ball, does ball. And, you know, he didn't have the year he wanted to have last year. And I'm really expecting a bounce back year from him.
It's crazy just to think of how much we have to pay attention to guys in, guys out. When you and I were playing, it almost did not exist. I mean, if you transferred within the SEC, you had to sit out a season, but times have changed. And speaking of that, changing times, over the summer, the house settlement happened. Now schools like Georgia can pay up to $20.5 million a year directly to student athletes. I see some fine bros right here who could definitely use some of that $20.5 million. It's not coming to y'all, unfortunately. You're going to have to do something else to get some of that money. But how have things now evolved and changed in the college football landscape? I would be very interested to know if anybody out here, if they think the game is no longer what it used to be, if they don't like following it as much as they previously had, if they're less interested in it, if they don't commit as much time and resources to it. But simply put, it has changed a lot, and Georgia is paying big, big dollars not only to maintain their facilities and what they can provide their student athletes, but simply in six-figure and in sometimes seven figures to student athletes directly, Jake. It's crazy. You would have, and I don't know what you got. I know hopefully you're involved in some sort of settlement. You are owed a lot of money.
Hey, look, me and Greeny, we work together.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, we talk on the phone a good bit.
Yeah.
You know? Me and Greeny just laugh at it because – I know he got the good old boy treatment. I got the good old boy treatment. Hey, man, we got a smile and a wave. And hey, now we got to fish at certain ponds. We get to play golf at certain places.
Fishing at certain ponds?
You know.
Private ponds.
Private ponds, big fish. Secret.
Okay.
Can't reveal my sources type things. But
okay.
I guess I got paid in other ways.
Yes,
but
you did.
There was no, you know, $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million, $5 million down in Miami. I didn't have any of that. So it's a different landscape. Heard little birdies, you know, games changing. It's a different feel and a different vibe.
Sure.
I think the jury's still out on that. To me, I think there's a more of a parity going on right now just because you don't get the role players that you used to get. Those guys are going and playing at, you know, slightly lesser colleges and having opportunities to play, make their money, and transfer out because the transfer portal, man, it's just,
yeah,
you don't have the same repercussions to transfer. So, man, those guys are going out, they're getting paid, and it's just a different game and a different landscape.
Did you see the speech that went viral from the Northern Illinois coach? It happened maybe earlier today or yesterday, but the Northern Illinois coach was in a press conference in Northern Illinois, of course, a group before school in DeKalb, Illinois, and he was talking about just simply how many people he lost from his team. If you perform at a group before school now, a Power Four school is calling you. They're offering you NIL money, and essentially, you're gone. So these guys, like Northern Illinois, they've got these kids for 2 years. The coaches pour into them.
They develop them,
and then they leave. And he essentially said, for what? Just money? Is that worth it? And he went on this great rant. It wasn't a rant. He was just simply talking, saying, if the only reason you're making a decision is money and money alone, at that age, 18, 19, 20 years old, you're missing out on so much. You're missing out on development. You're missing out on lessons being learned. You're missing out on building those relationships with your teammates, with your coaches, with the academic and the support staff. Sadly, that is gone in college football now.
Look, I agree from that standpoint of, man, there's a lot more things out there than
sure.
money. But, you know, I don't have the statistic in front of me, but there's just not that many guys that get the opportunity to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
For a lot of young men out there, man, that is their opportunity for, quote-unquote, life-changing money.
Yeah.
And they may that may be the highest-earning years they ever have. It's hard to blame them, you know, when the checks keep getting bigger to make those choices.
Of course.
And they're trying to make them for the betterment of their family.
I mean, I specifically and vividly remember my checking account being like $8 waiting for that next scholarship check to hit, right? Having $40 in your checking account, going to downtown Athens and feel like you were the king of the world. I mean, those were the days, right? No Venmo back then, no online banking back then. I would have to drive down 316 and ask for $100 from my parents to then make it until that next scholarship check happened. But when somebody calls you, Jake, and says, hey, we'll pay you $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 to come play, it's tough to turn that down. There's no question about it. All right, before we dive into the season, let's talk about the coaches. Kirby Smart, King Kirby, the best coach in college football right now. Jake, he seems eerily cool, calm, very collected heading into this season. I was in town 2 weeks ago, the first day of camp. Kirby was on radio with us, and I've never seen him like that. He was so chill. Usually he's really amped up. He's always on point. He just seemed really at ease with his team, Jake, and he kept saying, this team is all about ball. All they want to do is be on the grass. And to me, it showed me the distractions are gone. He likes the group that he has.
Yeah, I think, man, that is exactly right. And don't take this calmness, this coolness, you know, for a lack of want to or a lack of intensity.
Sure.
Because, man, that thing gets dialed up. It gets dialed up when it needs to.
Who would know better?
I promise. It gets dialed up. So he's ready. I think you're exactly right. He feels very confident in this football team. There's a lot of no-nonsense players on this team.
Yep.
Man, you have a locker room like that, and I agree. It does put the coaches at ease a little bit because they're not worried about all the little extra mess.
Yeah.
And you can get to focusing on football. And, man, when it becomes strictly about football, man, that's when stuff gets done, and that's when it gets fun.
That is when it gets fun, and I got that quiet confidence from him, which should worry a lot of people. It didn't worry me. I'm excited for what's to come, but he seemed very confident, not only with the players that he has, but with the coaching staff that he has assembled. Coach Bobo is back at the offensive coordinator position. A lot of questions about the run game last year. Obviously, there was a ton of drops at the wide receiver position as well, which hindered Georgia in those chunk play categories. But Bobo's back. I've got a lot of confidence in Coach Bobo. He was the offensive coordinator when I was in school. He likes his guys as well.
Yep.
Be interested to see how he utilizes these new wide receivers.
Yeah, I think so as well. You have Gunner, who's been in the system for a little while. You have his son playing center.
Who's a beast.
You know, who's not a slappy by any sense. I mean, this is a good football player. You know, I think there's a lot of comfort in guys, a lot of trust in guys. Man, from my experience, when you trust your coaches, when coaches trust you just to do your job, you don't have to ask from a coach's standpoint, you don't have to ask your guys to do unworldly things. But, man, if you just trust them to do their job and they do it and they execute,
yeah,
man, you can really make some things happen. Be fine with the eight-yard chunks in the passing game, the 5-6-yard chunks in the run game, and start stacking things, moving and going down the field. I'm just telling you, I don't know. Makes me excited.
Yeah, it does make me excited as well. Two additions on the offensive staff. John Lilly is back as an offensive assistant. He was the tight ends coach and the special teams coach when I was in school.
Talk about a cool dude.
The coolest.
Dude.
Did you get to know Coach Lilly? Have you gotten to know him?
Through the recruiting process in high school.
Yes.
You know, was an NFL coach a little bit around when I was there.
That's right.
Actually had a fantastic conversation with him. We were out in the Rose Bowl. He was actually with the Rams.
There you go.
He had recruited and played with a bunch of guys, you know, not played with, but coached a bunch of guys there. And I don't know, it's really cool. We got to walk on the pier with him. Just the coolest dude, man.
A very cool dude. I'm so excited he's back on a personal level, but also on a football level, because he can definitely help in the run game, at the tight end position, and then in special teams as well. And Phil Rauscher is a big addition also. 15-year NFL coach who specialized in the run game and on the offensive line. So, Georgia last year, guys, they ranked 14th in the SEC in rushing yards per game. That's hard to believe. 120-something odd yards per game rushing, the worst in the Kirby Smart era by a long shot. So, again, Kirby Smart and that coaching staff addressing what went wrong a year ago. Going back to Coach Lilly real quick and going back to the NIL conversation we had just a minute ago, the relationships are something that's just a lost form in college football. Coach Lilly, his student assistant was Todd Hartley at the time. Todd Hartley now is the best tight ends coach in the country, an absolutely savage recruiter who gets the number one tight end to come to the University of Georgia every single year. Todd Hartley, student assistant, he would time our punts. He would make sure the balls had enough air in them in the kicking bag. I mean, I've known Todd since he was an undergrad. Now he has risen the ranks in coaching. The ability for Coach Lilly to come back, mentor Todd, as Todd is now the man, help out Coach Bobo, who he used to work for, talk to these recruits and tell them, I've been to the NFL. I've seen how it goes. I was here when we went 6-7, which nobody even remembers now, thankfully. The ability for me to text a guy like Coach Lilly and say, hey, Coach, I'm in town.
Yeah.
Are you free? And he says, yes. and I get to sit in his office with him for 45 minutes, talk about what he's been up to, talk about his kids. He asks me about my wife, Jackie, who's right here, and my kids. It's just great. Those relationships cannot happen now if you transfer year after year after year, all in the chase of payments and playing time.
No, then I agree. I think back on my coaches. Think very specifically about Coach Hartley.
TR, the man.
Coach Hartley, claims Jones County, 478. You know, we talked about earlier the 478 guys. Coach Hartley was at Marshall when I was getting recruited.
Wow.
Coach Hartley gave me my first scholarship offer.
There you go.
Come full circle.
So that means a lot, though.
It means a ton.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Full circle. You know, tight ends coach, you know, my last year at Georgia. Now he's the dude.
The dude.
The man. And I don't know. I think it's so cool. You talk about Coach Lee there. I think about Coach Johnson, Coach Coley. Get to see, you know, Chainsaw, Coach Coley, and their, Coach Chaney in the NFL, you know, walking around on sidelines. And especially, too, when you get to the NFL and it's different up there. And think about Coach Tavita Pritchard, who I had in D.C. Man, just an unbelievable dude. I got to kind of learn how to be a father through him a little bit.
So
he's got
cool.
A ton of kids. Man, you just – that in-depth relationship that you get to build – time on task with a coach.
It matters.
In those meeting rooms, man, it matters. And it means a ton. And it really shapes the way young men see the world in front of them. And I think there's such a critical time, as you are in college, 18 to 22, no better time to mentor young men.
No better time, no doubt about it. No better time for some football. And football season is just 2.5 short weeks away. Is that right, Knox? I see you got your clock on right there. You got a countdown. All right, I like that. How about the 2025 schedule for your Georgia Bulldogs? If you are a student in Athens, this home schedule is undoubtedly the best in decades. Alabama's coming to town at the end of September. Ole Miss is coming to town in October. And, of course, Texas will be here November the 15th. The home schedule for the Georgia Bulldogs is absolutely incredible this year. Things kick off 2 Saturdays from now against Marshall in week 1. And how about this? Georgia is on a 31-game home win streak. That is absolutely incredible. It is tied right now for the longest in history with none other than Alabama, who won 31 straight home games from 2015 to 2019. So if you do the math, you would expect Georgia to beat Marshall and Austin Peay. That would take it to 33 straight home wins. The next home game after that, the Alabama Crimson Tide on September the 27th. Going to be an incredible season. 2 soft hugs, I'd call it, to start the season with Art Marshall and Austin Peay.
Side hugs,
not soft hugs. I mean, I would expect, Jake, everybody to execute fairly well. Maybe there's a slow start in week 1, and then you stretch out the game in the third quarter against Marshall, get a lot of people some reps. But that week 3 game in Knoxville, first true away game for Gunnar Stockton, that is one that I have circled. That is one that a lot of pundits have circled because, as you know better than anybody, going to Knoxville when there's 110,000 people screaming as loud as they can, that is one hell of a place to play a football game.
No, you're exactly right. From my experience playing up in Knoxville, you hit them in the mouth early, and they get kind of real quiet after that.
So, I like that.
You know, Kirby loves getting very aggressive, playing Tennessee on the road like that. I think for Gunnar, this is a huge game. For him, I don't think it's making it any more than it is. Obviously, he'll have the 2 games before that to get his feet wet.
And what will that do for him? For Gunnar Stockton, you're going up against Marshall. I mean, we could pick 10 people out of this crowd and maybe go give Marshall a play.
Yeah.
What is it doing for Gunnar Stockton?
Yeah, if I'm coaching Gunnar right now, it's all about confidence. Trying to give him the most confidence that I can possibly give him to go out, succeed, execute. Man, the other 10 guys in the huddle we know are capable. Gunnar is capable, man, but to take this team all the way where this team wants to go,
sure. You
have to get the best out of Gunnar Stockton. So getting comfortable, get some confidence going in these first 2 games because there's going to be some tough things happen. going to get hit in the mouth.
Of course. Turn the ball over, maybe. Man, we'll deal with some adversity.
Adversity is going to happen. How do you handle it? And I'd like to go ahead and figure out how he's going to handle it, how the offense is going to handle it, more early than later.
Georgia has won 11 straight home openers. If you do the math, the last time Georgia lost a home opener, I believe that was my senior year against Boise State in the Georgia Dome. Does anybody remember that?
I do.
Those ugly-ass Power Ranger jerseys that we wore. Kellen Moore, who's now the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. I think we were leading at halftime, and then they just blew us out in the second half. I don't think the ball touched the ground. They were playing basketball out there against us. I think if that checks out, 2012, 2011? I don't know. That doesn't – my math is not correct there, but
– 5, 11.
Sounds about right to me. I don't like to remember the losses as much as I do the wins. But do you think Tennessee is the biggest test this year on Georgia's schedule, or would you say it's going to be Alabama? You got to slay that giant at home once and for all. Is it going to be Texas late in the season when Arch Manning and the number one preseason ranked team come in town? And then – you got Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin is not scared of Kirby Smart.
Man, if slaying that giant early, an Alabama giant early at home, man.
That's the biggest test.
Man, I think it's knocking that one out of the park. And then once this team, once Gunner knows that they can do that, I think playing Texas becomes a completely different game, a different mindset. It's two heavyweights. It's not if we can. It's just how we can.
Right.
And I think for this team – it's beating Tennessee, then beating Bama, and then not going on cruise control, because you go into the gauntlet. The SEC is tough. You're going to have these tough road games. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a huge confidence boost for this team if they're able to win week four at home against Alabama.
All right, so let's dive into Gunnar Stockton a little bit more. Jake says Alabama is the biggest test. I say on the road at Tennessee, week three. What do we got? I got to know what we got. It's going to be a hostile environment. Gunner's going to have a lot thrown at him. I'm excited for that game. There's no doubt about it. Let's drill down on Gunner Stockton. How far can leadership take you at the quarterback position? I like what I'm hearing about Gunner. He studies film. He's first in the building. He drives his grandpa's Ford Bronco with 500,000 miles on it. I like all that stuff. Can he play? Okay. I know he showed some huge, huge cojones in the second half of that SEC championship game. I was in the building. I don't know who else was in the building in Mercedes-Benz. When Gunner came in, there was a crack in the crowd, right? There was some juice on the sideline. You knew this guy has the respect of his teammates. I felt it. It was palpable. It showed when he took that shot on the goal line in overtime, held onto the ball. You're like, I like this guy. I want him to be my guy. Can he make all the throws? Can he do stuff pre-snap? Can he get guys in position? Can he execute in situational football? That I just don't know, and I need to know. Jake Fromm, tell me.
Yeah, he can do all those things. People forget this guy was a heck of a high school quarterback, a five-star recruit.
Big-time recruit.
Dual-threat guy. Hey, you can't sleep on Raven County football now. They play some good football up there. Not quite as good as Houston County football, but hey. It is good football up there. But, man, Gunner can do all the things. He can make all the throws. He is mobile plenty enough.
Sure.
The new day and age of football, having quarterbacks be able to evade pressure, extend plays on third down. You saw Stett do it the best.
Yeah.
Man, we've seen a long time, you know, for this Georgia football team. And Gunner can do all those things. And what I really love seeing from Gunner in the Notre Dame football game was the conviction in which he was throwing the football. This is a guy who was making decisions,
yeah,
and he was letting it rip,
okay,
no remorse, and the ball was jumping out of his hand. All things that I love to see as a guy who played the position.
Sure.
I want to see conviction. I want to see some smart decisions that I think he was making on the run and being able to move and evade pressure when he needs to.
You tell me, since you're the quarterback, what do you say to people who think Gunner has a slow release? Some people say it just looks kind of laborsome. He doesn't get it out as quick as maybe Stetson did. Carson obviously has all the intangibles when it comes to throwing the football. How do you talk me out of saying, I don't know, Gunner's got a slow release? I mean, I'm just a punter, so Educate me.
Well, I would say in man coverage, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. Right. The only person you're beating would either be, you know, the Mike backer who's spying you, or the free safety who's watching your eyes. Zone coverage, yes, I get it. But I think you forget about the factor of anticipation.
Sure.
Being able to anticipate windows, what your guy is doing. Man, in this new game of football, and especially defense, the spot drop zone defense just doesn't get played quite as often.
Spot drop zone defense.
Yeah. So spot drop zone defense, all your defenders in the back half are going to have your eyes on the quarterback.
Okay.
There's so much more match technique that you see going on. A receiver or a tight end coming into a defender zone. And basically, once you come into my zone, I'm going to honor you basically as a man guy
gotcha.
Now. So I'm following you wherever you're going. The defender's eyes are more on what the receivers are doing, trying to pattern match what they're doing, all over the key concepts that they've studied throughout the week. So it's slightly different football. I'm not buying into the slow release as much.
Okay.
And I do think it's a factor, but there's ways to overcome it through anticipation and through what kind of defense you're playing anyway.
Do you think we'll see a lot of Ryan Puglisi in the first 2 weeks? Does that matter? It sounds like what's been coming out of camp, this is Gunner's job. He's earned it. The guys like him. The coaches trust him.
I think it is 100% Gunner's football team.
Okay.
However, I think any coach would like to assess his options. And I think Kirby would hope to step on business early, get up, and let's see what Ryan can do, just to know I have that card in my back pocket. But then again,
I'm snap away.
Yeah, exactly. I was there.
You know better than anybody. Yeah.
I was there.
One snap away, Appalachian State.
You know, and I had that conversation with Gunner, you know,
sure.
two years ago in the hot tub at the facility. Like, man, you never know. And for him, I do think it's his football team, but you just never know.
All right. Well, he's going to have some great weapons at the wide receiver position. A unit that let Georgia down big time last year, dropped passes, wide open, 80-yard touchdowns, walking into the end zone, incomplete. If you go back, somebody posted, I forget where it was. I'd love to remember this because I've brought it up a lot. There is a clip on social media somewhere. Somebody cut up all of the drop passes from Georgia a year ago, in which I believe they led the nation or they were top two in the nation, and it would have accounted for like 800 yards of passing. Like, it really hurt Carson Beck. It really hurt our receiver room. It hurt like four or five touchdowns. You're talking about a unit where Coach Bobo would have looked a lot better. Carson Beck would have had much better stats. Arian Smith might have been a second or a first round draft pick. Those drops in those situations, when you see them, you're like, wow, this is glaring. So what does Kirby Smart do? He goes into the transfer portal and says, I need to get the best playmakers possible around my quarterback. Zachariah Branch, a five-star transfer from Southern California. This guy was a huge target for the Dogs. They get him. He's going to be a big threat on offense and on special teams. Noah Thomas, one of the best producing wide receivers in the SEC a year ago, a big body, 6'5", long arms, red zone threat. He comes in from Texas A&M. Taylen Taylor, a big-time recruit. He's making noise in camp. Dylan Bell, a guy you said we cannot forget about. I love Dylan Bell. He reminds me of Deebo Samuel.
Yep.
Versatile, out of the backfield, can tote the rock. He's physical as well, over the middle. London Humphreys, I mean, he's been at Georgia, what now, 2 years?
It made some
big time
spectacular plays.
And he gashed Georgia when he was at Vanderbilt. Colby Young is back. You hear Colby Young. Coach Bobo gave Colby Young huge props in his press conference last week, said Colby is grateful to be here. He has honored his mistakes. He's working his tail off. That's a guy who was killing defenses the first 4 weeks of the season last year before he got suspended. Gunner Stockton is going to have zero issues with what he has at the skill positions. Again, it just goes back to, can he get those guys the football? What would it be like as a quarterback to look at your wide receiver room and be like, there's eight guys here who could start on our football team?
You have it all. You get the dynamic kind of gadget football players, you know, and Zachariah Branch. You get the kind of middle of the road height-wise receiver in Dylan Bell who can do it all. Man, you just got height there on the outside,
yeah.
Man. Noah Thomas, Colby Young. I don't know. It's kind of fun. Man, you kind of plug and play guys in whatever role that they need to be. You get all the matchups you want. I think London Humphreys is a guy who's going to get some very favorable matchups.
Sure.
On that third to medium range, defense is playing man. He's going to get the third, fourth, fifth, best corner that they can put out there. So, man, great things, great weapons. I still think the key for this offense as a whole, though, is getting the running game going.
Big time. Talk to us about the running backs. I mean, Nate Frazier's back. He's the presumptive tote carrier at the RB1 position. Josh McCray, who I mentioned earlier, transferred from Illinois, a big body type guy, been dealing with an illness, but it sounds like he's been practicing this week. Bo Walker is a guy who I continue to hear about. He's a freshman that's coming in as well. I really hope Roderick Robinson can stay healthy.
Yeah, I do as well. I'm curious to see if this is just, you know, Nate Frazier, you know, kind of, hey, he's our running back, this is what we're going to do, or if this is going to be a running back kind of by committee that Georgia has just done in the past and just seems to keep doing.
Who are your running backs again? I forget.
Nick, Sony.
Sony Michelle.
Swift.
DeAndre Swift.
I had Elijah Holyfield.
Those guys any good?
Pretty good. Samir White for a year. James Cook for a year.
Samir White in the NFL. Yep. James Cook just got paid a boatload of money.
Yeah.
Good to be Jake Fromm. I like that spot right there. We can see what those guys have
doing. Look, it helps. But the biggest thing about a successful running back and a successful quarterback is how the offensive line plays. Man, I just want to see an intent to run the football. I want to see an attitude play running the football.
Yeah.
Get back to some gritty, just grimy yards in the run game and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the football down your throat, and there's nothing you can do to stop
it. You know, everything starts with the run game. If you saw Coach Gruden, he was here. John Gruden was at Georgia's practice a week ago, and he posted a video on social media. He's talking to the team, talking about the NFL teams he had just went and seen. And he mentioned specifically the Detroit Lions, who you were formerly with. And he was like, man, I love Dan Campbell. I love the Detroit Lions. They will run the ball down your face and then give you some nasty play action. I was like, that's it. That's football.
Yes.
Run to pass. Pass to run. That is the name of the game. If you can dictate what you want to do as an offensive play caller based on the production you're getting on the field, Jake, that opens up the gambit.
Yeah, but you have to have buy-in from an offensive coordinator standpoint,
sure.
Buy-in from a position coach standpoint, buy-in from your O-line, your receivers. Cannot forget about the receivers buying into the run game. If you want big plays in the run game, you want the 50-yarder, the 75-yard house call, you got to have receivers blocking safeties downfield. So got to have buy-in from those guys, and you got to have tight ends to do it with as well.
And the dogs have them.
Oscar Dell, Austin Lucky.
Austin Lucky is massive. He's built like one of these brick structures right here. I saw him on like some golf video.
Yeah.
It's like, my God. I mean, he looked enormous.
Yeah.
And without an ounce of body fat.
Yes.
I got my beautiful wife here, but he looked good, guys. I just got to say, he looked good.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tough following that up. I'm a big Lawson Lucky fan.
Okay. I think so am I, obviously.
I think he looks good as well. So I don't know. Lawson, do we need to go? I don't know.
All right. Well, let's transition to the defense. Before we do that, we're so happy to be here. We are at Creature Comforts Brewing right here in the heart of downtown Athens. This is the Punt and Pass Podcast. Drew Butler and Jake Fromm. We're streaming live on our YouTube channel right now at Punt and Pass on YouTube and social media. I don't know if you saw the Taylor Swift New Heights podcast yesterday, but we just broke the live streaming record.
Heck yeah.
There are 2 million people currently tuned in to this episode of Punt Pass. Did you see that? Did you see the Taylor Swift?
I saw a clip of it, I think.
So they announced that Taylor Swift was going to be on the podcast. Their Instagram handle, New Heights Podcast, had gained like 2,000 followers in the last 2 months. In 48 hours, they gained 400,000 followers. They had 1.5 million people live streaming when they went live last night. It shut down the YouTube servers.
This is with
she is wild
with Jason Travis, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And Taylor Swift. Do you know who that is?
I do. Yes. Okay, good. Yes. Big fan.
Awesome. All right. Let's talk about the defense. We got about 10 minutes left. Seems to be a lot of confidence with this unit as a whole. Glenn Schumann's back. Glenn Schumann was Kirby's first hire at Georgia when he came over from the University of Alabama. Schumann was his right-hand man as a defensive coordinator. He brings him in, made him, I believe, the linebackers coach to start. You would know best.
Yeah,
but this guy has been here, reportedly had interest from the Philadelphia Eagles to be their D coordinator as the Philadelphia Dogs continue to snag up as many Georgia guys as they can. But Dalen Everett is a guy who flashed a year ago. I mean, he single-handedly almost beat Texas both times, big-time sacks, fumble recoveries, interceptions in both the game at Austin and the SEC championship. KJ Bolden could be an All-American this year in that defensive backfield as a safety, a five-star recruit out of Georgia. And then you go to the middle level, CJ Allen. I mean, this guy is a stud. He's performed at such a high level. You've got experience at all three levels, Jake. I think depth might be something that's not a concern, but quite frankly, it's just unknown because there is a lot of youth.
Yes. A lot of guys having the opportunity to step into roles and make a name for themselves. I think depth is an issue across college football landscape as a whole.
Now more so than ever.
I'm going to show some big boys love here. Man, I'm all about the trenches today.
You got to win the lines of scrimmage.
Absolutely. I think Christian Miller is a guy who has an opportunity to just really just take over that unit, be that wrecking ball at the line of scrimmage, and just ruin what the opposing offense is trying to do before it ever gets
started. Just wreak havoc.
Yep.
Mess it all up. That's exactly what you need. And that chaos up front only helps the back end. I'm hearing a lot about this Jonel Aguero guy. They're saying this dude is an absolute menace. Compliment to KJ Bolden as the other safety. K can come down closer to the line of scrimmage, Jake, be a factor in the run game. They're saying he is ultra physical. I love to hear that. And then Ellis Robinson. I believe Ellis Robinson, the second highest rated recruit Georgia has ever signed. I don't know if he played last year. If he did, it was some minimal time. But Ellis Robinson making some noise during camp. He's trying to take over that other cornerback position opposite of Daylon Everett. So it'll be interesting to see. I will report what I know when I go to the scrimmage on Saturday.
You know, interesting thought here. Okay. While you're sitting there talking, you know, about young guys who were high recruits that didn't really get to play much last year, I'm just thinking how the NFL works, kind of like a first-round draft thing. Eventually, those guys have to play.
You have to.
Those guys are getting paid a lot of money.
It's the same now in college.
It is the same. So I think there's going to be some opportunities for these young guys, you know, who are high recruits to get out onto the field early and play and to basically earn their paycheck.
I know. I'm really excited to see what Ellis Robinson can do. Again, watch out for Jonell Maguire. I believe, as Jake just told you, defensive line should be no issue. They have a ton of talent, a ton of bulk there as well. So the Dogs' defense should be extremely solid, and they'll get plenty of reps to get things right in weeks 1 and 2, and then you got to go prove it in week 3 at Knoxville. Georgia only has 3 true road games this season. How crazy is that?
Crazy.
3 true road games. Week 3 in Knoxville. You got to go to Auburn, which is just a bus drive away, and then you got to go to the best SEC town of all of them, Starkville, Mississippi.
Stark Vegas
is an absolute dump. I've been there. I do not recommend going back. We stayed in a motel. Okay. I am not joking you. We played Mississippi State in 2010. A guy by the name of Josh Brooks was our director of football operations. Josh Brooks, does that ring a bell? He's currently our athletic director. We get to Tupelo, Mississippi. We get off the bus. We are literally at a Motel 6. Door open to your hotel room, you're outside. That does not happen when you travel with an SEC football team.
That's usually the line, right?
We get to team dinner. The food is horrendous. The juice was spoiled. Josh Brooks was freaking out. He thought he was going to lose his job. Everybody was pointing fingers at him. What the hell are we doing? We also ended up losing that football game to Mississippi State. This is 2010. Georgia went 6-7 that year. These are the hard times. Every house has to have a foundation.
That's right. Okay? That's right.
Every house is built on a foundation.
You're right.
Those hard times in Starkville, Mississippi, that's the foundation of what Georgia is standing on right now.
Hey, thankfully, we built it on the rock.
Yes.
And we are in the better days.
We are
now
with a sturdy foundation.
That's right.
So Josh Brooks, that's a little insight.
So we never have to go back and do that again.
Yep.
And open our door and step outside and do that.
I joked about a lot of things there, but one thing remains true. Starkville, Mississippi is terrible. The other two away games are neutral sites. Jacksonville, of course, against the Florida Gators. This is the last year in Jacksonville for the next 2 seasons, which will be very interesting. It's going to rotate. One of those years will be in Atlanta. And then the last game of the season against Tech is at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Before we get out of here, we got to touch on special teams, obviously. The most important phase in all of football. Georgia is fantastic at special teams this year. I asked Kirby about it a couple weeks ago. He's fired up. Peyton Woodring, first team All-SEC preseason. Brett Thorson, first team All-American and All-SEC preseason. Bo Gardner, the long snapper, first team All-SEC preseason. And then Zachariah Branch, your return man, he was also first team All-SEC preseason. As a quarterback, speaking for an offensive coordinator, how does that, just the confidence in your units, third and long, midfield, third and short, down close, from a play calling perspective, how does having that much confidence in your kicking units help you approach a game plan?
Huge. I mean, I think from a field goal unit standpoint, you say, hey, as a quarterback, I don't have to get the whole thing right here. You know, having that little birdie in your ear of, hey, it's 3rd and 12. We're in that fringe territory.
Yep.
Hey, if I check the ball down right here because I have nothing, man, we're in a good spot. My guy can make this kick. and we are gravy. I actually got to spend a little time with Peyton the other day.
Cool.
Great dude.
I've never met him. Good guy.
Yeah, man. Great, awesome. Great dude. So, man, I just excited for the year ahead of him this year. Ready to see Brett back out there a little bit.
My mate, Brett Thorson. The guy's like 28, living in Athens, from Australia. Used to be a dairy farmer. You will not find a happier man.
Agreed. Good for him. Every time I see him, smile on his face, you know, mate, the whole thing. And, man, it's real. It's genuine. It's authentic.
So think about this. George's punter was working as a dairy farmer in Australia. He gets an opportunity to come to Athens to be the punter. He ends up being phenomenal. Now he's getting paid. I think he's already graduated. He's living off millage. Could life get any better?
Life doesn't get any better for him. He's that guy, you know. He's that guy You just, you know, punters just, man, they're just
best
cool
athletes
dudes,
on
man.
The team.
They're just cool dudes.
Handsome.
They get special privileges.
Yes, great golfers.
They get to goof off at practice.
That
they
is
get,
true.
Don't have to do a whole lot.
Of course.
And everybody usually loves them. So, and it just fits right in.
Amen. Let's cut that one up, Jared. Let's cut that one up. That'd be great for the intro. All right, we're about to get out of here. Quick thoughts, wider SEC preview. A lot of uncertainty at the quarterback position around the league. Ty Simpson was just named as Alabama's starting quarterback. He's never started. Arch Manning, of course, is Texas's quarterback. He doesn't have that much experience. Austin Simmons at Ole Miss, he's never started. Gunnar Stockton at Georgia, he's never started. Tennessee, Joey Aguilar, he's never started. You're talking about the blue chip teams in the SEC. Tons of uncertainty at quarterback. I think that's why there's a team in the Bayou that's getting a lot of love, because Garrett Nussmeier is a proven SEC quarterback. And, of course, they open up with a huge test against Clemson in week one.
I think you're exactly right. Big Garrett Nussmeier fan. Okay. Love his dad. Recruited me through the whole nine. Got to build a better relationship with him throughout my time in the NFL. Man, he's a gunslinger.
Yeah, he can sling it.
He's got no remorse for where that ball's going, but, buddy, he's gonna sling it. You know, he had that scare during camp. Got a little tendonitis. Seems to be fine. But I think you're exactly right about the volatility at the quarterback position. I'm curious on which quarterback you think has the quickest leash. Like, who, you know, success.
Shortest leash?
The shortest leash. Who, you know, success isn't happening. Who gets pulled the quickest?
You know, I don't know who's behind Austin Simmons at Ole Miss, but I would think Lane Kiffin has no problem pulling this one.
I know who's not. That would be Arch. They're going to give Arch every opportunity to figure that thing out.
Yeah, that's like pulling Tom Brady off the field before he even started.
Arch is driving that ship. Whether it's in land or buddy out to sea, Arch is driving that ship.
A guy who I didn't even mention is DJ Lagway at Florida. I think if Lagway flashes and has the season that Florida fans want him to, watch out for the Florida Gators. That's like my dark horse team in the SEC. Kind of hurts me to say that. It seems like they've all bought into Billy Napier. He kind of got himself off the hot seat a year ago. Lagway, Josh Pate from now on Three Sports, had him as his top quarterback in all of college football coming back.
My only rebuttal to that is no spring ball reps.
Yeah. You know better than anyone.
Minimal reps during the summer.
Injury prone.
You know, man, there's amount of reps that I think you have to take. That you need, especially with your guys, with a comfort level. I'm not saying success won't come. I just don't think it may be as fast as everybody expects.
All right, so who's playing in the SEC championship game? It's the second weekend of December. It's not 200 million degrees outside as it is right now. We're all in Atlanta. We're fired up. Who is in the SEC championship game?
I think you get a rematch of Georgia,
wow.
Texas.
Okay, less than a month later, Georgia-Texas in Athens, November 15th.
I think you get a quick rematch, and you're going to have the opportunity, you know, to change whatever the outcome
sure.
of that game. And I think it's going to be a good one.
I think Georgia makes it back as well. I like LSU. I think Georgia and LSU will be in Atlanta the second weekend of December, and restaurants and bars within the city will celebrate because they will be drunk dry, right? Everybody will come in town, as well as those Bayou Bengals from LSU. Jay, how you feeling, man? Season 9 of Punt and Pass is off and running.
Man, I'm excited.
Are you excited?
It's going to be awesome.
Can you put up with me?
I think so. Yeah. I get to kind of dive into this with a lot more intention, a lot more focus. Hopefully you'll get some better takes from me.
We'll coach him up.
The bad opinions will still be there.
That's expected.
But a little bit more homework. You'll get a cooler backdrop out of me, at least.
I like that.
You know?
More kitchen backdrop?
Not the random hotel or the random apartment.
You're locked in.
Or the house that I was renting at the time.
Sure.
You're going to get a cool backdrop. Right. You know? I put an investment in.
What are we going to do? The due date's in early November. I mean, look, I've had kids before. Do I need to start planning on a co-host in November? Or are you going to tell Caroline, deal with it? I got a podcast to record.
Hey, we're locked in.
Okay.
The pod is happening.
All right, Jackie, text Caroline. Tell her from the delivery room.
That's right. That's
Jake
right.
From
the hospital.
This is Fun Pass.
We're going to at least check in.
Awesome.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, everybody who's out here tonight. Go Dawgs.
Yeah.
Go Dawgs, absolutely. Happy 2025 school year back in session, no question about it. Season 9 of Punt and Pass has officially begun. The Dawgs kick off against Marshall August 28th, right here between the hedges, down the street inside Sanford Stadium. It's been a pleasure hanging out with all you here at Creature Comforts. Follow us on social media. We are at Punt and Pass. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're live streaming on YouTube right now, youtube.com/Punt and Pass. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at From JJ. Anything on the way out, my brother?
No, man. I'm excited. This is awesome. Thank y'all for having us here.
Yeah.
Season 9.
Season 9 underway. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you week 1. See ya.
Yep.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.